This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All Cuts are Jeff Gore, research entomologist at Mississippi State University Delta Research and Extension Service. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since we've gone through boll weevil eradication and some of the BT cottons, we've essentially eliminated those as pests, or at least minimized their pest status, and that brought Harness plant bug to the forefront in terms of insect management in Mississippi and in other areas of the Mid-South. Another important reason for that is insecticide resistance. A lot of the insecticides that we could easily control tarnished plant bugs with in the past are now, the plant bugs have developed high levels of resistance, and it's fairly widespread across the Mississippi Delta.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And what we do with that program is we're going out and side dressing temic, 10 pounds of temic per acre, on 32 rows adjacent to corn. Then we're making insect counts throughout the year on both tarnished plant bugs and spider mites. We've seen a benefit from that application. But what we've had is big edge effect next to corn from plant bugs, where we see essentially no yield on the first few rows next to corn as you move into the field. The impact from the plant bugs moving out of that corn has been less. Where we put these temic side dress applications, we don't see that impact on that edge, and we've shown between $4 to $15 economic benefit by side dressing that temic on 32 rows.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
From first square to first flower, we're recommending the neonicotinoid insecticides, primarily Trimax Pro and Centric. Once we get into flowering, we switch over to the organophosphates, the acephates, Bidrin. Pyrethroids alone won't give us any control at all, but when we incorporate a pyrethroid, tank mix a pyrethroid with the organophosphates or the neonicotinoids, we see a significant increase in control. Once we get past that peak flowering period, we switch back to where we're incorporating the neonicotinoids in, again, the Trimax Pro and Centric. And then we're recommending that our growers use at least one, preferably more, applications of Diamond, which is an insect growth regulator. We don't see any signs of resistance at this time to that insecticide. So that's going to be a very important tool for us for preserving the neonics.